KF4HKX.
KX, KF4DOS.
Straight on my radio now, on my little 710, to crossband off. Is it up to repair?
Right, it's, it holds most of it, and then it kind of, it almost drops out, but then it comes back up. It's kind of like your modulation's going up and down a little bit.
I'll be right back.
KO4HKX.
I'll be here.
KI4DOS, KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick, boy, that one's solid.
This is my 991A on the beam.
Solid with it, no problem whatsoever. Sound like you're sitting in the room with me.
It's a little scratchy on receive, but during the daytime, that's normal up here. Normally, when the sun goes down, it clears up.
Strange. I don't know why it does that.
I couldn't tell you, and it's done that since I got my license and put a radio up here.
I'm glad that one's working the way it's supposed to. Is that 710? Is it on? That's on a vertical, right?
That's for what the deal is with it.
But it was, I think that's the problem instead of your HT. Can you, I guess you can put that 991A in the crossband, can't you?
Doesn't do crossband.
Didn't know that. But I don't know why that 710's having so much problems. That don't make sense.
No, unless the one of the filters or something's burned up in it. I don't know. I might have to do a little digging and research on it, see what I can find.
That other one's still in your big truck?
It's still in there. I haven't taken it out yet. If it was out, I'd just swap it out and see if it changed anything, and then from there it down for sure if it was radio or not.
I'm thinking that's the reason I asked that question. You know how my setup is here at the house. I've got spare radios real close by, so I hate it that yours is not doing what it's supposed to, but your 991A is solid into the repeater.
Well, I mean, I got other radios I could put on there. I'd like to know what's going on with my 710.
Having a piece of equipment, you don't know what's the matter with it.
W4DJW.
Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Patrick, I had a similar thing going wrong. I was listening to you and Gary. Hey, Gary. And I had a similar thing go wrong with mine. People told me my 2000 was bad. And it turned out, after a lot of work, it was a jumper cable going from the 2000 to a duplexer to a jumper cable going to an antenna switch going to a meter that told me the SWR. Jumper cables go bad all by themselves. They don't need a reason. They do go bad. I don't know if you've got any jumper cables or if you're coming in straight off of your antenna to that 710. But if you got jumpers, you might try swapping the jumpers out because they get loose and they go bad all by themselves.
Hey, no, this one's straight into the coax going to the antenna, so the only other connection that I could check is the one going into the antenna at the top of the mast. So I haven't not checked it yet, and it could have got some water in it or come loose.
If you can put your other radio on that antenna and try it, that might help. It might not be your 710. It might be the feed line situation, whatever the feed line is composed of, plus or the antenna.
Give me a minute. I can put one of my 706s in there. And see if that still does it.
Okay, I'll be here for a little bit. Race doesn't start till 6. And hello, Gary. Sorry about jumping in there.
4DOS. Good hearing you. Glad you came in. You know, it's amazing what you start talking about problems on the radio and what other people have problems that they have had. And I did talk to Bob yesterday. I called him earlier and he returned my call yesterday. I left him a voicemail. he said he was going to call you, so I didn't call you and let you know that I talked to him. But since I got you on radio, I'll let you know.
Okay, that's good to know. I just got flying again. It's been a year and a half, and I do have some flying I need to get done for him if he continues to want to go down that route. So I do appreciate you letting me know. I am breaking open the transceivers for the flying and the receivers and all that kind of stuff. So getting warmed back up in that department now that I'm on maintenance mode, I can do more stuff again.
Well, I will tell you that he is still interested in that because he mentioned it yesterday. And I told him, I said, well, you know, when you get time, I said, contact me and Dave and we'll get together and make it happen. And he was excited about that, but he did say that he was going to call you, so be expecting a call from him in a day or so.
Okay, well, that's good, because I was afraid, like you, I was afraid he was he was going to do what he had to do, and we just wouldn't be pursuing what we were going to pursue, but it sounds like we're going to do it, so that's good news. Appreciate the heads up there, Gary. W4DJW.
In case Patrick's got his other radio hooked up yet. But I'm kind of looking forward to that as well. You know, I don't do as much on the other end as you and Bob do, but it would be kind of neat to see the information that came back from the flying experiment. I'm looking forward to that, and hope you and Amy are doing okay.
We are. Just kind of thrown off by the race not being until 6 o'clock at night. Usually we're watching a race by now, and it's going strong. So, but that's okay. I'm finding other things to do. I busted a canopy on an airplane yesterday, and I'm working on getting it all put back together again and back in flying order. So we're improvising while we wait on that 600 race coming up at Charlotte tonight.
We were doing as well. We turned on the Indy 500, and you know, Kyle Larson was running in it, and he's going to run the 600 at 6 o'clock. He crashed out at lap 92, so he'll be.
Well, I hate to hear that. He's a good driver. I bet I put money on him being the best driver that's out there. I don't pull for him. I pull for Denny. But he's probably the best NASCAR driver there is right now. So I was pulling for him. I was hoping he'd do good at the Indy. I hate to hear that.
Those NASCAR guys are pretty decent. If they weren't, they wouldn't be out there on the track. But anyway, yeah, I've kind of enjoyed the Indy a little bit. Oh, gosh, I can't remember. McLaughlin, or I think that's the way you pronounce his name. He crashed out on the pace lap. It had been raining a little bit up there, and you know how they zig and zag, warm the tires up, and you know, clean the tires off and all that. Well, he must have hit a slick spot. And when he started to turn back, it didn't turn. It went straight into the wall.
Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm sounding.
It's got a little bit of white noise in it, but it's not dropping out. Count, give me a 10-second, or 10, from 1 to 10 and 10 to 1, leaving a little space between the numbers. Let's see if it holds it up, the whole 20 count loop, and how well it sustains the background noise.
Some of that, the receive on this one's even worse. I think you want me to hold it open and see what's going on, so I'm going to give you a countdown of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That held it up the whole time. It did not drop out once. It's not quite the same. The signal strength is the same, but the audio's got some white noise in it. Gary, how does it sound at your house?
Yes, it sounds the same, Dave. It's got a little white noise in the background, just like the other one did, but it's not dropping out. It was solid into the repeater. And could be, Patrick, that the connector up at the antenna may be loose, or they might be having some antenna problems, or it could be just conditions with the weather and all the leaves that have come out and all of that. You know, we've discussed that.
Okay, that time it dropped out. That last transmission wasn't good. Let me see if I'm doubling with Gary. No, but that last transmission did what the other radio did. First it sounded like you went into a electronically generated audio voice. Sounded kind of wrangled there, and then it dropped out, and then it came back, and then it dropped out and came back again while you were talking. It might not be your 710. It might be that antenna setup.
The Tokyo is both set up down to check the connectors.
Double there.
Go ahead, Gary. You were saying the same thing I was saying. Say it again.
I said it. There was still a little bacon on his signal, but he didn't drop out. But when he came back in there and told us that it was a double there, his audio was just a little muffled. It's not as clear as it is on his 991 or his beams. So it could be in the feed line, or it could be in the antenna itself.
Agreed. I think it's in his feed line and antenna, not in his 710. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking it's the feed line and antenna's got the issue.
Well, we'll have to look into that then this week. It doesn't rain me out every day.
Is it possible to put the 710 on the beam? That'd be the last test.
Just a second.
Yeah, Gary, you sound that audio. That's not Patrick's audio. That's something else going on there with his signal. That sounds a little bit like RF feedback.
I understand what you're saying, but it really doesn't sound like RF on his signal, but it could be.
I think a standing wave on that feed line and antenna's not what it used to be. Might have got water in there or something. So something's going on with it.
KL4HX, how's this sound on the beam?
Full scale, full quieting.
For a minute here and see if it drops out, because that's when I was having a problem, is after it held it for a minute, then it would start dropping out.
No drop out there. How's it on your end, Gary?
At the end of the repeater, Patrick, it's got a whole lot better signal, and the audio's real clear and everything else.
Scratchy on the receive, though, but, I mean, that's just my location, I guess, with the lease and the mountain in between us.
If that's the 710, I'm convinced there's not a problem with the 710.
710, and it is on the beam. I had my 7,000, that's what I was talking to you on there just before, and y'all were saying it was still having trouble.
Yeah, there's two radios, the 991 and this one, on that antenna that you're on right now, have no issues.
That's good to know, because that way at least I can call the net tonight.
I didn't know you were worried about that.
Worried about that, because if radio's not working, what am I going to do?
Well, you got the beam and the 991. If everything else fails, right?
Multiple radios, but I only have two antennas, so that's my issue.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I have kind of the same. I got two good antennas and two good radios. So out of the four, I should be able to get one combo to work.
Hey, if dropping that antenna, give me a holler, and I'll ride up, and we'll see what we can do with it.
I'll holler at you, and that way you can bring your truck up so I can take a look at it, too.
I can do that. Just I'll burn the truck up, and we'll put the scanner on it, and look at that fuel trim and see what's going on with it, and we'll look at the antenna and drop it down and see if what we can find with it.
Can get any of that one on my end.
Makes sense. I don't know why your radio's a little scratchy on receive. But it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, because, Gary, you were 100% the whole time. You haven't changed.
Yeah, Dave. Well, he said his was a little scratchy on receive anyway. but he's got a good signal on transmit. I don't know what's going on with his receive. But that was on the beam. He's on the beam now, just on a different radio.
I don't know what year D710 that is that he's got. I thought we talked about it once before, and it was past the year that had the whiskers growing on the input filters. It may not have been, though. It may be that it was in that year that they grow whiskers. But in order to determine if that's it, you have to take – it's got two boards that are bolted together, and you have to take them apart to look inside to see if they're – if the filters are growing whiskers, and they look like little tiny cat whiskers, and if they're growing whiskers, then that's what the problem is.
That's what I suspected, so we'll see. We'll figure it out. But thanks for your help, guys, and I sent you both a video of what it sounds like on my end.
Okay, that got kind of garbled there. The audio is going downhill pretty quick, just to let you know. Anyway, I'll let you go. Appreciate it. Good luck with it. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help. KI4DOS and KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Thanks for the help. Thanks for coming in there. And I'm sure Patrick appreciates it as well. And we'll talk to you later. Tell Miss Amy we said hello and enjoy the race at 6 o'clock. I got about 2 hours to go. 738A, W4DJW, KI4DOS.
Gary and 73 Dave, yep, thanks both of you for your help. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
At least we said, hey, we'll still be buying monitoring for just a little bit more. KO4HKX, KI4DOS.